This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday, reminding you tomorrow is an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get your questions emailed in now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I gotta say, before we move off the illegal immigration stuff, you gotta love Hank Johnson. You remember last week we played that old, it was years old, that Hank Johnson clip where he was talking about Guam tipping over if too many people got on there? Well, Hank Johnson is back again, and, well, Hank Johnson is not a, he's not a smart man. So when you get these Democrats in Congress who are really, really stupid, I actually value them a lot because they're too dumb to keep things quiet. AOC went through this for the longest time when she first got elected. She's getting better at it now, just shutting up. But Hank Johnson came out yesterday. Chris, play cut number 10. This is why Hank's worried about stopping these illegals.
Those folk who are coming across are the ones who are helping to put food on our table. Without them, we're not able to eat. And you have no immigration, then we would have no food on our plates. We would have nobody taking care of the building, the construction of our homes. We would have nobody cleaning up in the hospitals. You know, honest work that deserves an honest day's pay. You know, that's the kind of system that we need to have in this country. Immigration is important.
Guys, hey, if we stop these illegal immigrants, who's going to cook our food and build our buildings? Who's going to do the janitor work? We need janitors in America. Bring us some more illegals in this country. Oh, and this little gem. Chicago, people are, look, I applaud this effort by red states to ship illegals to sanctuary cities, to blue areas, because they for years have not had to suffer under illegal immigration. Therefore, they've always had that, well, we're a sanctuary city. And now they're being bussed into New York. They're being bussed into Chicago. You've got to love the gall on these Chicago people. They're complaining about 250 of them. Chris, play 13.
Important is that we really establish that this is a humanitarian crisis, and we're here.
South Shore residents responded with resounding rejection.
While this crisis may constitute an emergency for the city of Chicago, it does not constitute an emergency for the South Shore community.
Incoming migrants have overwhelmed district police stations by the hundreds.
It's my turn. It's my turn. Hello.
But city leaders could barely eke out a word of the details about a proposed respite center at the former South Shore High School.
When it comes to the total number of people at South Shore at any given point in time, it is fluid. We'd start with 250, 500.
How could you do that without consulting us?
I am concerned with safety in the area.
250 people. How could you not ask us? I'm worried about safety. Have you been to Yuma, Arizona? You been to El Paso? McAllen, Texas, Brownsville, Texas. These are not major metro areas like Chicago and New York City, and they've been drowning in illegal immigrants for years. Chicago gets 250 of them. And that, why wasn't I asked? I should have been consulted. Oh, gosh, the guts on these people, I'll tell you what. All right, little follow-up on a story we had mentioned earlier. The FBI, a bunch of former FBI agents, they're out there saying, hey, and some current ones who are doing this anonymously, they're saying, hey, this agency is in deep trouble and it needs to be reformed now. And I just want to reiterate something. One, a secret state police agency will end America.
That's why I've told you I will vote in my primary. My primary vote will be determined by what you say about COVID lockdowns and vaccines and what you say about the FBI. Because if you have a secret state police agency, you will not have a country very much longer. And these guys are warning about the FBI. The FBI has to be reformed. The FBI has to be changed. And I'm just going to read you something really quick. You know how Congress, they just had a whistleblower come forward. And the whistleblower came forward saying, hey, I have a form. What is on this form? It's the Biden bribery scheme in detail. Apparently, now I haven't seen it, but if what they're saying about it is to be believed, apparently this thing has names, numbers, details on it, that kind of detail. Whistleblower comes forward saying, hey, this form exists. The FBI is in possession of this form. This form exists. Congress goes to the FBI and says, give us that form right now. We're going to need that form. Give us that form. FBI said, nope. Headline out of the New York Post today. FBI refuses to give Congress the informant file alleging Biden took bribes as vice president. The wildest thing about this is, okay, so you have a bunch of communists in the FBI. Okay, they're attacking Republicans. They're attacking your church. Rest assured they are. They're already trying to get in there. They will use all the LGBTQ stuff to shatter your church. They will arrest, intimidate, and abuse people on the right. Now, we know all that. We know all that. But what's wild is this. They can't see how this ends. They're so blinded by their religion of communism, they can't see how this ends and where this goes. So for the FBI agents listening, and I know you are, allow me to explain. If you continue on this path, and you will, they won't reverse. If you continue along this path, you will very quickly find yourself in hostile territory in various places around the country. And this is what I mean by hostile territory. If you're the FBI, and let's say a child is kidnapped. That's a terrible thing, right? Something you care about, something I care about. A child has been kidnapped. The FBI has not thought through what's going to happen when that child is kidnapped in Alabama, Mobile. Child's kidnapped in Mobile. Local sheriff says, hey, get the FBI here. We need resources. We got to find this kid. The FBI hasn't considered what's going to happen when they knock on the door of somebody's home in Mobile and they say, FBI, sir, we're just asking you some questions. This girl was kidnapped. Did you see a vehicle of this description? Did you see a man? Supposedly he's a white male over 35. And the guy says, lawyer. And the FBI says, no, we're desperate. We're trying to find this criminal. Lawyer. Sir, no, I don't know. No. I think you're trying to entrap me. You're the FBI. Lawyer, I won't talk to you. They haven't considered that. The FBI hasn't considered this. And this is a big one. And this is coming. I'm telling you now, this is coming. It's inevitable. In fact, people won't admit this because I'm pretty sure it's a crime, but I almost guarantee you this is already in the minds of many Americans. Has the FBI considered that they won't ever be able to get a conviction of somebody outside of a blue area of America? Because how many Americans right now, how many people listening to the sound of my voice right now, don't answer this, by the way, how many people listening to the sound of my voice right now would get selected for jury duty, sit down for jury duty in a trial, have the FBI there? They're the ones really bringing this case. And immediately you decide, I can't trust this. They've lied about everything. They're completely partisan. It's a Democrat agency now. They only go after Republicans. I think they're faking it. Or at least I don't know that it's real. You remember we played it for you a million times. I'm not going to play it for you again. That reporter, Cheryl Atkinson, award-winning reporter, came out and said, she testified in front of a bunch of congressional members. She said the FBI tried to plant child porn on her husband's computer to bust him and entrap him and intimidate her. How long until people sit on juries and the second they hear FBI, they decide not guilty? Nope, not guilty. The FBI hasn't thought it through what it means if half the country considers them a hostile power. They haven't thought it through, but they should, because that's where we're going in this country. We're going there quickly. All right, I have to get to emails. Before I get to that, let me make your life better. Because there are three things, you know, three things you never shortchange yourself on. Your tires, your family's life, and other families' lives are on those tires. Your bedding, and anything that goes on your feet. Let's talk about your feet for a minute. Please don't send me pictures of your feet, by the way. Let's talk about your feet for a minute. We shortchange ourselves on the things we wear around the house, our slippers. What do? We spend money on good tennis shoes, on good loafers for work. But when we go home, we put on a pair of flip-flops or some garbage sandals we bought at some big box store, some garbage slippers. Why aren't you getting some all-season slippers from MyPillow? With the ultimate in cushioning, you can wear them all day and your knees don't hurt, your back don't hurt. And maybe you're saying, Jesse, I'd love to, but they're $149.98. It's a recession. I can't afford it. You're right. You shouldn't pay that money. You should pay $25. Right now, they're $25, $120 off. It's a four-layer design. You won't find it anywhere else for $25. Go MyPillow.com. Radio listener special, use the promo code Jesse, or you can call them 800-845-0544. Take care of your feet, even when you're at home, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back. What, Chris? We can make jokes. It's fine.
You got that right. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. They podcast the whole show. Also, I have book tour updates. All right, here's the update right now. And I shouldn't even give these anymore because I just get yelled at. I just get yelled at by you every time I give out book tour information. And you know what the yelling is? You have to come to our area. Don't ignore us. I'm not in control of it, okay? Now, I'm sure I could step in, but I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know where to go. They're all doing it. So here's the deal. These are the locations that I pretty much know so far. Pretty sure about these. Houston. Surprise, surprise. I live in Houston. Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Tampa. Those are three I know. That's not all. So don't email me screaming that that's only three cities. I know it's only three cities. There are going to be more, but those three I know. We're talking, this is going to be June, first couple weeks of June. That's when all this is taking place. So go pre-order, I should say, the Anti-Communist Manifesto. They will ship it to you on June 6th. And if you want it autographed, come out and see me and we'll hang out and it'll be fun. All right. Look. It was the coolest freaking thing ever. If nobody buys it, I'll still be a happy man because I walked in my oldest son's room to make sure he was asleep the other night. He was laying there in his bed reading my book. He's reading the book. That was the coolest thing ever. Oh gosh, it was awesome. All right, quit. Focus. We got to get to some emails. Chris, this is why I don't like not being in my studio. I should have my soundboard there where I would have just now hit. My focus is staying focused. I haven't hit the fart sound once today. I'm so uncomfortable. I'm out of my element. I'm out of my world famous authors, Chris. We have specific things we need. And you know what I was thinking about, Chris? I was thinking about how these other famous authors, how they go to these fancy places like a mountain villa in Italy. To write things. And I feel like that's the thing that I should have done. I feel like that's important. Jesse, I'm a daily listener and I've been thinking, I know politics is a puppet show, but it seems to me Biden, Harris, and Fetterman are taking it to the extreme. It makes perfect sense to me. They're just the clown show keeping everyone entertained while the puppet masters pull the strings. Yeah. Look, somebody emailed in and they asked, why am I not talking more about Trump's town hall last night? Which I talked about it in the open and played a couple cuts and whatnot. Why am I not focusing more on that? And I'm going to give it to you straight, okay? couple different reasons. One, I don't wave anybody's pom-poms. This show has never been a Ron DeSantis infomercial or a Trump infomercial. How many times do you hear me talking about those two guys, or at least playing audio cuts of them? You don't. I do it because they're in the news and we're going to talk about political issues and primary stuff, but my show's not an infomercial for any candidate and never will be. We have bigger fish to fry than one race, one candidate. There are gigantic world-changing issues right now. So that's one reason. But a bigger reason is actually kind of addressed in a way by this email. Okay, so we have Joe Biden elected. Joe Biden's elected. Dome is elected. Well, with Joe Biden. John Fetterman is elected. And what does that have to do with the town hall? What am I talking about? Look, I want to see primary debates. I want to see town halls. I enjoy them like you enjoy them. We can take some lessons from them. Figure out what the candidates are going to say, what they're not going to say. Figure out which media organization we hate. So I'm not pretending like it's nothing we're going to address. But Democrats right now are sitting on a $50 million plus ballot harvesting operation for 2024. What I'm about to say may be disheartening, but I just wanted to wake everybody up, especially if you're at the RNC. They're sitting on a ballot harvesting operation for 2024. The 2024 election, it will not be won by town halls, by the issues, by popular or unpopular. Joe Biden's unpopular. He's popular. Trump's popular. DeSantis is popular. These issues matter. They're big on crime. They're big on this. Democrats are going to bank the votes they need with ballot harvesting before you and I ever walk into the polling place on 2024. They now have a ballot harvesting machine. The ballots get sent out. Democrats have a very organized, fully funded machine to track those ballots down. What does track it down mean? They're calling people. They're knocking on doors. You turn in your ballot yet? Turn in your ballot. Please turn in your ballot. Hey, vote Democrat. Turn in your ballot. You turn in your ballot? You got to turn in your ballot. Why do we have people like Dianne Feinstein, John Fetterman, Senator Cucumber, President Poopy Pants? Why are these people elected? When Joe Biden can't get 12 people in a room, Donald Trump's holding rallies with 100,000 people and Joe Biden wins the election. How does that happen? They're going to find the votes we need. Now, I'm not dismissing every other part of the primary, but Democrats, they're not concerned about poll numbers when they have votes already. And we're not doing the necessary things right now to get those votes. We might start doing them. I've heard Trump is starting to dig into that. I've heard DeSantis is starting to dig into that. And these are good things. But 2024, whether we win it or lose it, it ain't going to be won or lost on CNN. That's going to be forgotten in a day. What matters is blocking and tackling, not sexy things on TV. It's a hard thing for us to accept. Nevertheless, it's true. All right. We have more. We have a lot more. We're going to talk about Dr. Mengele and America. That'll be light and fun, won't it, Chris? That's always a good time talking about Dr. Mengele. Before we get to that, let's get to your vote. Not your 2024 vote. Why don't you bank a vote right now, today? Why don't you place a vote for your values and against their values? You do that by switching your cell phone company, because AT&T is garbage. T-Mobile's garbage. Verizon's garbage. You can switch to PureTalk, have the same great 5G network as one of the big guys, and right now get a free Samsung Galaxy phone, plus all the money savings when you sign up for unlimited talk, text, and data. All you have to do when you switch to PureTalk, pick up your phone, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. They'll get you all switched over. Keep your phone if you want, but I'd get a new Galaxy if it was me. Keep your number, but switch to PureTalk. Put your money where your morals are. #250, say Jesse Kelly.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Reminding you, ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. Ask me anything. All 3 hours are your emails, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. And for the first and probably last time ever, your phone calls. I'm going to take Ask Dr. Jesse questions by phone tomorrow. It is such a mistake. Have you ever gone into something knowing it was a really bad idea, but you can't stop yourself from doing it? Like dating a redhead. You know you shouldn't. Every part of your brain is telling you, Jesse, don't do it. Jesse, it's a mistake. Jesse, she's going to slash your tires. And you can't stop yourself, though. That's where I'm at for tomorrow. That's where I'm at for the Ask Dr. Jesse questions tomorrow by phone. I know what a disaster it will be. I know I'll never do it again. I know these things, but I can't. I think I might have some kind of an addiction to risk. Chris, do you think I have an addiction to risk? Is that it? Do I enjoy danger? Is that it? That is a good point. Chris said, I moved across the country without a job. What do I think? That's a fair point. I'll tell you what it is. It's like those adrenaline junkies who jump out of planes and stuff like that. When you flirt with danger like that, like taking phone calls for Ask Dr. Jesse Friday or dating a redhead, it makes you feel more alive right up until the point where it kills you. Speaking of killing you, you know who Dr. Mengele is, obviously. Just in case you don't, because I realize a lot of people were educated in America's public schools like I was. Dr. Mengele was one of the most evil human beings to ever walk the planet. He was known as the Angel of Death. He was a doctor, a Nazi doctor, at the concentration camps. And Dr. Mengele, now it's not like there were good Nazis at the concentration camps, but somehow he stands out. There were many, many really, really extra bad ones. He may be king, bad one. Mengele would stand as they were offloading the Jews off the trains, and he would make selections. What selections? What was he selecting? He was selecting people he wanted to do experiments on. If you were, let's say, twins, twin children, Dr. Mengele would spot you and he would grab a hold of you. Well, he would say, hey, these two need to go over here. They're mine now. And don't think you were in store for special privileges. Somehow, if you were picked by Dr. Mengele, it was actually worse than just getting marched to the freaking gas chamber, because this demon in human form would perform experiments on people, medical experiments on people. It's just awful things. A lot of it's stuff that's so bad, I don't want to say because I know kids are listening, but a lot of these medical experiments, I will say, pretty much all of them, they were done without anesthesia. We're talking about injecting things in your eyes, cutting things out of you. We're the children. Imagine the level of evil you would have to be. Imagine just how evil you would have to be to take a child and medically experiment on them without anesthesia. Look, experiment, period. But to do that to somebody, there's almost no soul left. There is no soul left, right? It's unspeakable. So I'm just going to move on. I don't want to think about it. But we've learned about Mengele. You probably already knew everything I just said. None of that was breaking news or some obscure historical fact. This is all well-known stuff. And whenever you bring up Mengele, we scoff and we sneer and we talk about what a demon he was. But here's a big mistake we make. We talk about him as if he's a bygone era. As if that was something just those Nazis did. And I'm glad those people, I'm glad a guy like that could never experiment on people here in America. We would never take people who were helpless and carve them up like a Thanksgiving turkey. Not here in this country. I've got a headline for you. And man, I'll tell you what, some days there's some dark news out there. We'll get back to the emails in a second. Leading trans doctor insists nonverbal autistic minors can consent to sex change and can draw their feelings. This is not in Nazi Germany. This isn't in Auschwitz. This isn't a bygone era. This isn't in a darker age. This is today in San Francisco. We have a doctor not only saying these things publicly, on video. Autistic kids who are so autistic, they can't speak. And if you know anything about autism, I know a little bit of it. Everyone has some kind of experience of some kind with autism. Either you have someone in your family, maybe it's a child, maybe you know someone, but, just different learning disabilities, different, their brains work differently. But there are some who have autism to the extreme to where they can't speak. It's nonverbal. And obviously, what do you think about kids who are nonverbal, autistic kids who are nonverbal? What do you think should be done with those kids? Well, you're not a demon. You believe those kids should be loved on, cared for, treated well, hopefully to have good parents who adore them, good friends, education system. You believe that whatever care they need, they should get. There are doctors operating within the borders of the United States of America who will bring that nonverbal child in and carve them up. Now, I didn't say that. I really don't want to bring you down. That was not my intention. But I personally, this is something that I've gone through in my life. Because I love history so much, and I know you geek out on history. I get your emails. Every time I get sidetracked on history, there aren't complaints. Everyone's all, yes, that was sick. But I love history. You love history. We talk about these history stories, and I personally make this mistake. Maybe you don't, but I definitely do. When we're talking about something like Nazis, it does feel like we're looking at, even though it was real, and I know it was real, and you know it was real, it does feel like we're looking at something that doesn't exist anymore, right? Or almost like a movie villain. Oh man, can you believe that's the kind of thing that used to happen? Oh, can you believe that's the kind of thing that happens in other places? We look for years, we have looked at places around the world, like Somalia is a great example, where they do female genital mutilation. And I'm not going into details there. It's horrible. You don't need details, by the way. You don't need to look it up. I wished I had never looked it up. You don't need details of it, but this is something that's quite common. There are reports that it's over 90% of women are forced to go through this female genital mutilation. And you look at those things and you say to yourself, man alive, that's friggin' barbaric. They do that? Wow. Those people over there are real barbarians. That's real evil stuff. And we speak as if they're somehow separate. That kind of society, separate. That's the kind of thing that can't happen here. But one of the harshest things that I've had to realize is when I read these stories, whether it's Mongols or Persians or people in Somalia, that all those same people still exist, and they exist right next to you and right next to me. And that is, that's a tough pill to swallow, is it not? that's a tough pill to swallow. All right. We're going to make some more fun of Joe Scarborough, and we're going to get to more emails, and we're going to do, some open racism. Well, we're not doing open racism. Someone else did open racism. Before we get to that, starving to death isn't just for other places either. Did you know that? We here in America, we're used to plenty. We're very used to plenty, and I'm glad we're used to plenty. You're used to it. I'm used to it. Grocery store shelves are always stocked here, right? Well, there's a time limit on everything, especially when you're going into, look, I talked about it before. Peter Schiff thinks it's going to be worse than the Great Depression. If the world moves on from the dollar being the reserve currency, we will see hyperinflation, interest rates. We will see a drop in standard of living like we've never seen before, ever, in the history of this nation. Are you ready? Are the people in your family ready? Does everyone have an emergency 3-month food kit where you can eat while you figure out what exactly you're going to do with yourself? My Patriot Supply has them prepped, have them ready to go. They're right now, they're giving away $200 worth of free survival gear with it. Don't miss out on that. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. Get one for everyone in your home. You don't have to overdo it. If you live alone, just get one. But everyone in your home needs one. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It's still real to me, damn it!
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Chris, I can't help it. I need to play the whole thing again. I know it's long, but Joe Scarborough lamenting the crowd and the things they care about and the things they don't care about. And you've heard me rant on this before, but this is the federal government, the media, corporate America. They need to break themselves up so they are spread out all over the country, so they talk to normal people. The reason Joe Scarborough is down and he's just aghast at the people cheering for this and cheering for that is because he never leaves his bubble. He never encounters normal people at all. And when you don't leave your bubble, you finally get confronted with how the other half lives, and you're just mortified. Chris, play number 14. Go.
He keeps drilling down deeper and deeper into his base. But I can't believe I'm going to use catastrophizing language here. But it was disgraceful on every level. It showed, I wouldn't say it's dangerous for democracy because we passed that a long time ago. But it showed the corrosive effects of Trumpism over 8 years. And I've got to say, the most shocking part was an audience who cheered on a president who tried to overturn American democracy. An audience that mocked and ridiculed a woman who a jury of her peers, Donald Trump's peers, found had been sexually assaulted. Those Americans there last night turned that into a punchline, laughed and dismissed on January the 6th, beaten up over and over again, calling a cop a thug who actually was trying to stop people from the House floor from being killed.
Joe needs to get out more. Because did you hear the disdain in his voice? The most disdain wasn't for Trump. You heard him say it. The most shocking part is the audience. These daggone unwashed masses. They don't trust us. They don't trust the election. Why don't they believe that January 6th was an insurrection with no guns and no knives and no nothing like that? This is how they all look at us. And this is actually one of the things, it doesn't make me mad, this is one of the things that gives me hope. The elite have such disdain for us, and they're so dismissive of us and everything we want and everything we care about, that eventually they'll make the mistake that kings have made in the past. They will be too separate from how normal people live, and it will be their undoing. It will be their undoing. All right, we're going to get to some emails in a quick second. I just want to bring up something really quickly. Remember the other day when we were going off about Rahm Emanuel in Japan? Rahm Emanuel, yes, that Rahm Emanuel, Obama's Rahm Emanuel. He's now the ambassador to Japan. These ambassadorships are just cherry gigs that are generally given out to the biggest donors and loyal servants of the regime in power, because who doesn't want to be an ambassador? You get over there, you get luxury residence, your whole life is fancy dinners and touring wonderful places like Japan. Japan is sick, by the way. It's just awesome. And Rahm Emanuel is, of course, ruining it. Japan is right now, because of the China threat, probably, I mean, you could make an argument, but probably our most valuable ally on the planet. They are the first line of defense. If it cooks off between us and China, it's going to cook off near Japan. Headline, Chinese warships circle Japan. Aircraft carrier USS Ronald Reagan prepare for spring patrol. China's warships are circling Japan. This is why it's so damaging that just a couple days ago we talked about the Japanese are mad at us now. They're frustrated because the ambassador, Rahm Emanuel, we sent over there, he continues to push LGBTQ stuff in Japan. But Japan isn't interested in our national religion. They have their own religion. They don't want to convert to ours. It's not their culture. It's not their religion. They don't want the U.S. of gays religion. And this is the kind of stuff that actually, it's not a minor deal. It's a big deal. This stuff matters a lot. The way the world sees us, the way our enemies see us, the way our allies see it. It's a big, big deal. Hey, what are you going to do? This is what happens when you have a nation with free-falling testosterone. This is what's happened. 50 years of, think about this. Think about the damage that's been done. You'll never be able to quantify it. Testosterone levels right now are half of what they were 50 years ago. Half. Think what that has meant for our nation in ways that we can't, like I said, ways we can't even define, ways we'd never be able to define. Think what that has meant for our nation. I'm not joking. I'm not doing a bit when I tell you we need chalk. It's not because they're anti-communist. That's just a nice side benefit. We need chalk because it's natural herbal supplements and their male vitality stack is raising the testosterone of men across this country. 20% increase in testosterone in 90 days naturally? Female vitality stack for the ladies. Whatever happens to be bothering you at the time, go to chalk.com, chok.com, and look at what they have. Man, we need to get healthier and stronger. We've allowed this filth to take over our country. Chalk.com. They're giving 35% off subscriptions with the promo code Jesse. Go get a subscription. Don't pay full price like a sucker. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. All right? All right. Let's get to some other things. Some emails. Pink flower. It's not nice. Friend of mine is a certified financial planner, has been looking to grow his books. The same time, I'm a young man who's doing well, and I want to make some investments outside of a standard 401k. I have the utmost confidence in his expertise, but I'm not sure I want my want to mix business with friendship. Should I funnel some investments through him or go through another firm? For obvious reasons, don't use my name. No. Do you want to remain friends with him? If you value, look, if it's a friendship you don't value, then invest with him. If you value your friendship with him, take your business elsewhere. You do not do business with friends or family ever. Not ever. It's your friend. What if he puts some of that hard-earned money of yours in something that goes bust? Oh, Jesse, I'd be okay with that. You sure you'd be okay with that? He loses 20 grand for you? You guys going to be okay? Hey, Chris, how okay would you be if a friend of yours lost 20 grand of your money? That's the, well, Chris said I wouldn't invest 20 grand with a friend. You are learning, my friend. You are learning. That is correct. Never mix business with family. All right. We still have a whole hour left, and we're going to dig into maybe the beginning of a shift in entertainment culture in our direction. How about some good news? You ready for that? Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.